I didn't want to startle you, but I figured if I knocked on the door, I'd give you a heart attack. So I decided to let myself in. It's good to see you too. Don't say anything. I know there's a lot of explaining to do. That's why I'm here. I know. You thought I was dead. Everyone was supposed to think I was dead. Leaving you was the hardest decision I ever had to make. But I had to do it. I know. Everyone needed to think I was gone. Was there any way to keep you safe? If I told you I had to disappear to save the world? I know. That sounds ridiculous. What possibly could have the stakes so high? But it's true. I'm not a software engineer. I never was. Sure, I know some rudimentary hacking, but that's kind of moonlighting for the other job. The one that I hung up to be with you. But when the team came a knocking and they told me the stakes, I couldn't sit on the bench. I couldn't afford to do so. Because if I did, and they failed without me, I don't know how I could live with myself. But every night, wherever I was, all I did was think of you. I was filled with so much regret and sadness, knowing that you were in so much pain. As much as I could justify it, because I was saving you and everyone, none of the justifications mattered. For the record, mission accomplished. The world is safe. It'll keep on spinning, and no one will be none the wiser that anything was ever wrong. If we do our job right, it looks like nothing happened to begin with. But I couldn't let you go. I needed to come back for you, just to tell you. And I know it's selfish. It's obviously very selfish. Coming here was a bad idea. It was a terrible idea, but I needed to let you know that I wasn't dead, and that I never stopped thinking about you. I know you probably hate me now. I don't blame you for that. How can I? Don't expect you to say anything. I don't know where I'm gonna go next. I can't slide back into this life, sadly. There are rules, and coming to see you violates so many of them. I could be disavowed, more so than I already am. But there's a possibility you could come with me. disappear with me. It's a lot to ask. It means giving up everything. Your job, your friends, your family, your way of life, everything. I don't know. I shouldn't have asked you this. What? Don't answer it so quickly. Because it's a big decision. Right now, you might think you want it, but years from now, it's a hard life. Different cities, different names, aliases. People breathing down our neck, every corner, someone trying to kill us. We'd never be safe. I'm never gonna be safe again. The men we stopped, they'll keep hunting me. I might have stopped them this time, but there'll always be more men, more plans, another event that puts the world on the brink, and if you come with me, you're going to be in the middle of it. I want you beside me because I love you. But I also love you, which is why I don't want you beside me at all. Because the closer you are to me, the closer you are to danger. But I can't let you go. So I'm torn. So that's why I'm back here. I'm here to ask you. No. I know you're saying yes. I love you too, but I... You can't bring anything. I brought the bag just in case you'd say yes. You're gonna have to fake like a mainline explosion in your apartment. Make it seem like the gas leaked. Yeah, the car accident was staged. Just like we'll have to stage your apartment to get you out of here. You just won't exist anymore. You can't bring anything. I'll do it, but you gotta be certain this is what you want. Are you absolutely certain? Okay. I love you too. Trust me, it's going to take a lot more to kill me. If this is what you want, we can run away together.